Randy has been a great friend, and we've been going places, doing things together since 2010. At least that's, I think, the first time we figured out. I went to Thailand at his request, and last year got to go to see the work he's done in Kenya, and we've got to sow into the well. And Randy does just, you've lived most of your life outside the United States. That's enough just for me to take my hat off, which I don't wear, but say, you know, I mean, because he's a part of something I think God's going to raise again, people that are committing their lives to go live in new other places, to serve other people, to see other things happen. And yet, since in the recent 10, 15 years, he's really rose to kind of an apostolic ministry where he's collecting churches and leaders and moving them both in prayer, reconciliation, and strategic outreach. And I know, besides all that, when he comes and he steps into our sanctuary, he starts to hear what God's saying over us. So that is, I'm excited for about that. So Randy, come on up. We love you. Welcome.
Wow. Good to be here, Jubilee Church. Very exciting to be here with you again tonight. And I'm full of joy, just as you are, that what the Lord might do. And you're right. I hear things when I come here. I don't even know what I was going to say until I get here. And then I hear all kinds of things. So why? Because Jubilee is a praying church. And you've prayed so much that you've created a deep well here. There is an enormous, enormous well here. Of God's grace, mercy, love, and it's overflowing. So bless the Lord. I love coming here and seeing what the Lord might do. Well, I brought something with me tonight that I'm going to begin with. I have to say that it's been a very unusual year. I don't know if many of you can agree with me that this year was not the same as any other year, anywhere, any place. A lot of different things going on. But the Lord is Lord of it all. And he is commissioned this year to be a time of change. A time of change is taking place. You've been involved, all, I'm sure, have been involved in some form of change this year. And I'll tell you right now, saints, we're going to see the glory come in greater measure. With that change comes greater glory. The greater glory is going to fall upon us. Well, earlier this year, Steve came out to a faraway place called Turkana, Kenya, with my home and my wife's from 1979 to 1993. And we lived there. We had the great opportunity of bringing the gospel to a nomadic tribal group there in northwestern Kenya. And because of that, we get to go, or at least I do, but sometimes Edie gets to go too, back to visit there from just about every year and get an opportunity to encourage the churches. There were seven churches when we left there in 1993. There are now about 50 or 60 churches out there now. So praise the Lord. He has multiplied. He has done it all. I just get this wonderful opportunity to have feet on the ground there and receive the grace that it took to live in a place like that, so different than our own, and me so untrained. So if you feel like you can't go anywhere because you feel like you're unable or untrained, I'm telling you, if you say those words, God is going to send you. And because he loves to take those who are untrained and unprepared and least likely to make it without his grace and power upon you. So rejoice in your weakness that he may be strong in you and do his perfect plan and his perfect will. The nations need you, Jubilee Church. They need to see you. They need to see you up close. They need to see your face. They need to feel what I feel here tonight was this great, great love and prayer for the nations of the earth. And it emanates from you. So be glad and rejoice. You're a part of Jubilee Church. The Lord's going to add to your numbers. You're going to increase. I can say that. That's my great prophetic word to you is increase, increase, and increase is coming in the days ahead. Okay? Now, this is part of what I wanted to share tonight. So Steve was with us. He had a great time to share with the pastors. They are nomads. They live in a land which no one else can live in as they live. They are experts at living off of absolutely nothing for miles and miles around. So anyway, Steve had to go fast. He came. He taught. He ministered well. It was a powerful time, and then he had to leave again and didn't get to take a few things with him So I said I would bring them, and so I brought them here tonight, and I've decided to include them with a little more information than probably he would have been given if he had just taken them when he had taken them then. So this here is called an acetylene. This is very important. Sorry to say these are only for men. I'm sorry, women, next time it'll be you, but this time just because Steve came. But this is for men and this is an acetylene. This is what you sit on, not just sit on. You carry it with you wherever you go. You don't ever let it from your presence anywhere. It stays with you all the days of your life. And if you get one of these, it's carved out of a single piece of wood. And if you can imagine, they don't have drills and saws and all these types of things. They chip away at it. But with this also, you also sleep on this. This is your pillow. Yeah, and you lay down in the sand and you sleep on that. And then additionally, so this is, this. You go, boy, that so much for a pillow. I'll take the one that's on the TV ads. Okay, so then, and this is called an aburo. It is not a walking stick. As you can see, it's a little bit too high for most people. It's not a walking stick. This has a lot more purpose than that. This is what you carry with you. It's also very, very important because this has many, many purposes, most of which, if you live in a land where you're going to walk everywhere, you know, you don't walk with this. But when you get to where you want to walk and you want to talk to somebody, then it works really well like this. Yeah, so just to prop you up a little bit, you know, make it a little more easier for you. That's one of the purposes. It is not a golf club. Don't even do this. It looks like one. I saw Brian. He was happy. He was saying, I'm going to get me one. This will be great on the course. It's just the right length and weight. It's balanced nicely, but you can't use it for that. So this is a walking stick. Not a walking stick, but has other purposes. And also to pull down, things from the trees for the animals to eat. You can reach up and shake the tree with that and so forth and draw in the sand and things like that. So very, very important. And, of course, if you have enemies, whatever, it results in a pretty bad ouch. That could hurt. Okay. And then this here, the other thing. So, Steve, I need to have you come up here because this is... not just a, you knew it was coming, I'm sure. So I thought about using a proxy, but I didn't think that would be good. So you have to come. Sorry. You already know. You knew it was coming before I even got up here. You know that, right? So.
I'm going to fix your mic.
Oh, okay.
You're bugging me.
It's going the wrong way?
Yeah, you're.
I'm facing it towards them, right?
Exactly.
No, that's not good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Oh, thank you. I have to stay here. So this is a blanket. It's not you'll notice it's quite lightweight. They have different grades. This is a lightweight one. And this is also very, very important to the men. You have to have this because generally this is all you're going to wear. So you can see that clothes are also not just, you know, you can't go down and just buy clothes anywhere out there in the middle of the desert. So lift up your right arm. Okay. And this one goes over here. All right. We'll just got to grab this here. And make sure we get this on here correctly. This here also, because the sleeping at night, when you have your head on that, you're going to need to cover up a little bit. As hot as it is out there, the wind blows at night. Yeah, that's pretty good. Anyway, we'll worry about that. He's going to in a moment. I'm going to... I have a helper already. This is good. This is really, really good. Okay, and the walking stick has to be carried in a certain way. Okay, no, don't carry it that way. You carry it like this. Okay, and it usually goes in that hand. And then this here goes this way.
Oh, okay.
Like that. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, when you get ready to sit down, it takes both of these to sit down. You cannot sit down without both of these.
Okay.
It's going to involve this. One, this is here is to hold you up.
Kind of lower yourself.
Yeah, lower yourself. For me, I can't even do it with this. It would take a lot more than that. But you can. You're more agile than me. And you're going to sit down almost to the ground until you, and you stick it out here to the right of you. And then as you get almost down, you're going to slip it underneath, and you're going to sit down. And that's going to help you with your balance. Everybody, get your camera. You're about to witness. This was a very fast training, I understand. So if it doesn't work, let's give him a hand. He's there. All right. So you have to sit there now while I finish the whole rest of the talk, because you're my intercessor. And and it's so important for you to be here. I'm just kidding. So anyway.
I want to show you.
He wants to do it again. I just saw you.
I want to show you the real deal. We'll
okay.
Put them up on the screen.
They're still going from here.
You're still going from here.
Yeah, okay. All right. So put your walking stick in the right hand and your ketchelon in the right hand the way I showed you. Yep.
Also, unlock your phone so I can check it. It doesn't have my face on it. So
no, sorry.
There you go.
I really did want one of these really bad.
You have to turn the ketchelon around the other way. There you go.
Like this?
Nope, the other way. Yep.
Like this?
Face the other. This one has to go that way. There you go.
Oh, wow. I really did. I wanted, right before I got on the plane leaving, I thought, I'm going to grab me one of these. They'd work great at the beach.
Yes. They have many uses.
But when you see the real deal, you realize these guys, it's like.
Those of you who are business people and entrepreneurs, take a look. Quickly, you can make some money right away. You can reproducing those.
Yeah, we could actually, we wouldn't even get rid of the chairs here. No.
I don't think you're many takers.
Thank you, Randy. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you, Steve. But it's very, very important to think about this is that right there, all that Steve has there is what people, a man will need to walk for many, many miles. And all of those things are important. Without either any of those missing, he may not make it. So these are all super important things to have along. And I'm trying to think about the way the Lord created us to be on the earth, that why we have all of these things, yet he's created people on the earth that can just live with that. And when you get close to a village out there, after you've walked many miles, you don't enter the village, you wait on the outside of the village. And then someone will come, and they will ask you what you want, and you'll say, I'm walking from here to there, I need water, and they will give you water. There you go, there. We're missing the sandals. We'll have to get those next time, so. Yeah. There you go. I think that meeting lasted about 4 hours. So you get a little practice before you come the next time, and you'll be all ready to go. You have to bring your ketchelon with you. Like that one? Okay. That can easily be arranged. I have many different kinds of hats we can get for you, and that would look very nice on you. We'll make you wear it here some night, okay? So you can. The walking stick, or the aburo, which you have to carry for you, is for protection as well as it is for also getting food and so forth, and then the ketchelon to sit on and sit under a tree for hours under that and walk and walk and walk, and then people will bring you food, even the last bit of food with you. So I cannot say enough about you, Jubilee. You are an amazing church. You have done amazing things. You have sent ministers from this church out to the nations, and I want to continue to say that continue for you to encourage you to do that more and more and more as often as the Lord provides and you can. And why? Because I say you have prayed for the nations here. You have sown seed into the nations here. And now there's a harvest to be reaped in the nation, okay, in the nations of the earth. And all the flags, you've prayed for them all. I'm sure you have. You have all nations prayer. And all of these nations are places the Lord may send you to go. And I want to say to you, some of you are thinking, I don't want to go to the nations. I have no calling to the nations. But believe me this one thing, that is precisely what many people who have gone to the nation and done great things for the Lord have done. Those that never felt that they had a calling or they could do anything in the nations. The Lord put in you something that is so powerful that it crosses cultural boundaries, language boundaries, and everything else. It's called the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it is powerful over all. And you'll find that the love that is in your heart will go farther and farther and farther and break down barriers upon barriers upon barriers until everyone in the world has had an opportunity to hear Jesus Christ and know him and know of his love. God has ways already laid up, already set in your path that you will run into that you don't even know about yet, discovering things that have not even been seen yet. They are there. You get out and you begin to move in that direction. Suddenly something pops up that you never thought could be there, and there is your way. There is your open door. And I believe the Lord is opening doors for the gospel to go forward. I believe that the gates that have been closed for centuries are about to open to the gospel in the nations of the earth. I was in Bangkok earlier, and by the way, I'm going to share a lot of testimonies with you. I feel like your Bible teaching, you've got excellent Bible teachers here, so I'm going to share with you testimonies. But truth is that I was in Bangkok in a meeting. We were praying for the city. Suddenly, I got a very vivid picture of a giant wall. It stretched so high, and it wasn't locked, and you could almost see where it would open, but it wouldn't open. And down across the whole bottom of it were handprints, many, many thousands of handprints, as if people had come to push on these doors, and yet they wouldn't open. And at the top, it said captivity or captives at the top of the thing. And I said, Lord, that's a powerful picture. It just really shook me. And I go, he said, Randy, the doors are opening. The doors are opening to the captives. We are going to see a great, great opening for the gospel in the nations of the earth in places we haven't ever seen before. It is because those who've gone before us have persevered. Those are their handprints of the saints who have pushed on those doors until the Lord is going to open them up. And then they open up, there's going to be a wonderful, wonderful awakening in all the earth, not just some city somewhere, not just some revival that you've heard of in the past, not just some nation, but in the nations of the earth. And so wherever you pray for, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, don't be afraid to say, Lord, here I am, send me. I'm not feeling like ready. I don't think in my mind I can go. I certainly don't have the finances to do it or anything, but Lord, what? Here I am. Send me. If I can go and reach someone somewhere, some way, Lord, send me. And then see what he will do. I feel like the Lord is saying that as a word in this day, is to say, send me now. Send me, Lord. Send me. Send me to the nations of the earth. So I was just reviewing about the prayers that we have prayed and prayers that you have prayed over the time here, just that I've been aware of, have been powerful, and you've planted words that have been like seeds for a breakthrough, not only in this region in Camarillo, but in this area, in this region, Santa Barbara, California. I know our sister Marilyn is just a powerful intercessor in days past. She did not see all that she prayed for, but she's like those in Hebrews chapter 11, who saw but didn't see all of it. And they said to themselves that they were strangers and aliens because they knew that there was a greater city ahead of them. And I feel like that is a part of who you are. I don't know how many years Marilyn was here, but she sure left an amazing, amazing presence here, an impression upon everyone here. And we're so glad our sister is with the Lord. But let me tell you this. The prayers that you prayed for this California, are going to come. And they're going to come powerfully. And you're going to see things change like never before. We're not going to let any political spirit overcome the spirit of the Holy Spirit who wants to do what he wants to do. This political spirit is so divisive that it can never be unifying the church. It can never unify us together. It can never be that way. We, the church, must join together, and we have to bring in and acknowledge the government of God. The government of God is higher than any other government, and we all belong to that. Every one of us. We are We are in this world, but we are not of this world. And the moment you received Christ as Savior, you became no more a part of this world. You're going to be here. You're in it for a while, but you're not of this world anymore. You're an unusual person, tell you the truth. You are a stranger and an alien, just as the people. You are an alien. And to rejoice in being an alien. You can go, you can truthfully say that, because aliens are good people. Yeah. They really are. Not the aliens from outer space. These aliens right here, they are good people. They love the Lord. Yeah. They understand who they are in Christ and why they're here. So what I wanted to share with you tonight was that prayer that breaks through and then continues to break through. I want to encourage you with this. You remember in Daniel chapter 10, 12, you know, he had this amazing vision, but in it, you know, that he was visited by this angel, and it, you know, it just, no one else saw it, just Daniel, and it just shook him, you know, completely shook him, and touched him. Suddenly a hand touched me, he says, which made me tremble on my knees and the palms of my hands. This is Daniel 10:12. And he said to me, "Oh, Daniel, great man, greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you." And while he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. And then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words." And this is a relevant word for this hour. The words that we have spoken are words that have been already in action since the day you spoke them. You spoke them 10 years ago. You spoke them 20 years ago. But they've been in action clear up until this time. Even if they did not answer the things the way you saw, those prayers have been answered. They are being answered and they're being prepared. So God is at work in making something happen that you saw, that you prayed for, and that you spoke that word out. And so I'm just amazed at how the breakthrough, how that leads to a breakthrough. And then many times we get the breakthrough and we rejoice in it so much that we forget about the fact that that breakthrough, it's not meant for a time. It's not meant for a Kairos time. It's meant for a Chronos time. It keeps breaking through. It keeps going through. It doesn't stop at that moment in time. I remember the prayer we had for the city of Pattaya, Thailand, the one city that you know that has 1,000 bars and has just one of the darkest cities in Southeast Asia in terms of trafficking, human trafficking, and every other bad thing under the sun that goes on there. That was back when. Back to now today, things are getting lighter. Things are getting brighter. Things are beginning to change. In 2000, amen. Yes, amen. In 2003, we prayed from the north of Thailand down to the city of Pattaya, 14 hours on a bus with 44 intercessors and two guitars and two tired guitar players. But when we arrived in that city, the Lord gave a vision. I'm not going to go into it all tonight, but the Lord gave a vision that created a breakthrough that continues to this day. And along with it is depth. We think of sometimes a breakthrough as being one thing that we can all rejoice in, and the breakthrough is there. But breakthroughs not only come with width and height, they are deep breakthroughs. There's stuff in that breakthrough that is meant for to continue on throughout the years until it is completed. Remember, you prayed this prayer, Lord, this is what my prayer was, Lord, bring an end to the evil things that are going on in this city. May my eye never see again any woman sitting in a bar like this ever again in this city. And people said, well, Randy, have you seen it yet? Nope, not completely. I've seen a lot of changes, but I haven't seen it completely come to an end, but I believe it will. I believe it will come to an end. In fact, I'm sure it will come to an end because he has already done so much in that direction. The Lord took gave us a strategy then that still speaks today. It still is working. It's still grace, and it's still so much grace in that city. We just recently had a massive YWAM outreach in that city. Probably Larry has heard about it, and it was massive, and something everybody would never have dreamed of, but yet we knew the Lord just continues to give us grace and favor. The mayor was there. He was sitting there like he's overseeing the whole thing, you know? How many of you know that mayors don't oversee outreaches with three to 4,000 people, especially like that in that city? But that's the favor of the Lord. It comes with the breakthrough. Because you spoke the word. Now listen, this is so important because I want to get this word across so much. I want you to speak the word, get it out and into the air, because that's where it does the good. That's where it is. It's not that silent prayers don't do good. God hears our prayers whether we speak them out or not. But when you speak them out loud, then every other thing hears about it too. And it is powerful over the works of the enemy. So I'm not really majorly into spiritual warfare, but I can tell you very simply, the blood of Jesus is so strong in the darkness that light begins to shine immediately. And I've seen that on so many different occasions. And with that breakthrough came strategy, so that we were able to even find our way up to the northeast to go to the source and the root of what is causing all of these young people to come to this city and sit on those bar stools there and sell themselves. And find out why. What is this? How can we get in there and break it? So praise the Lord. We've been granted favor in schools in the Northeast to catch kids before they start getting the mindset that have been in their mind that that's what I'm going to do when I'm 15. I'm going to go to this city and make a lot of money for my family. And now we're able to actually see that the Lord has directed us up there, and we can see that. So we have been seeing a lot of changes. The schools up there, by the way, for those of you who may be interested in coming, have given us so much favor and so love us so much. They wouldn't let us leave the last time we were there, but they really enjoy there, and they see the joy on the hearts of all the people who've come. We've had many teams up there. We do English camps with the children, and our team and everyone now is getting a chance to share with them about staying in school longer, getting your education, getting to a place where you can get a good job and help your family much better than anything else. So the Lord took us to the place of the root. And now we're actually dealing with the parents as well. So actually getting access to the parents and to talk to them about all of this too, so that we can see an end. The end is in sight. It is there. And the Lord is working on all of that. So praise the Lord for that. Now, the Chronicles scripture I was going to share with you is Chronicles 14, 10 through 12, is talking about the breakthrough when David, broke through the enemies of God. And, they call that place Baal Perazim. And it says that, and when they left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. So much so was the breakthrough so powerful that those evil things that they were doing were left there. And then he was able to actually say, okay, burn those things up. Don't let them exist anymore. Let's get rid of all the old things now, and let's begin with the new things that God has to bring the break. The breakthrough is far beyond our imagination. It is far beyond what we think or can ever do, what the Lord is going to do through it all. It is beyond. Steve came out. I still don't know the year. I tell you, it's getting harder. I'm going to have to do better at my keeping track of the years. But he said 2010. If that was your first year, then that probably was the year that Steve came out and did it. It was a very difficult time in Thailand at the time because we had a major uprising going on and a division in the nation that was threatening to really destroy the whole nation. And Steve willingly came out. He put together material. He wrote, he found out, talked about all about forgiveness and everything. We both agreed that the church must be the forerunners of forgiveness and the facilitators of reconciliation. The forerunners. We're to be out in front of everyone else who's trying to do this. And that if we are, then we have an authority. Now you say, Randy, we can't do that here in America. Wait a minute. Don't say that. Say, Randy, we can do that. The Lord can take us up to the front lines. The Lord can bring us there to bring about reconciliation and forgiveness. And he can overcome the things that this world needs is love, a greater love, and be there at the forerunner. We don't know the mind of God. It says very clearly, the Lord tells us that. You don't know. You're not like me. You don't think like me. The ways of God are not the ways of man. And his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, beyond what we are. So we're thinking right now, how can we ever affect change in the world? How can we ever bring about peace? How can we ever about facilitate reconciliation? How can the Muslims and the Christians ever join hands together and love one another? How can this ever be? Could it ever happen on the earth? I'll tell you the way it can happen is when the church says very clearly, yes, it can, and we can do it because we've been authorized to do it. Meaning if we were been authorized to do it, as the Apostle Paul would say, that you are reconcilers, you are peacemakers and reconcilers, you've been given the ministry of reconciliation, therefore, go and reconcile. Reconcile man to God and man to man everywhere on the earth, everywhere he will send you. And so unless we really fully believe that or understand that, then we won't see it happen. But if we do agree and see it, then we can say, Lord, send me. Take me there, Lord. I'm not political. I am from the government of God, and it's a higher government than any government in the land. Amen. 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 Are we not? Yes, we are. And I believe it to be so. I really believe it to be so. An unusual year. Absolutely. An unusual year and an unusual time that we're living in. But it's going to show us several things, and one of them is going to be flexibility. One of them is going to be that we ourselves are going to change. We ourselves are going to change. We're going to be brighter and lighter and burn with passion. Burn with passion for the Lord. It's going to cause us, our hearts, to be a flame for God. And when they become a flame for God, then nothing else matters. And nothing else stands in our way. Nothing else stops us. We fear nothing because we have this burning passion of the Lord burning in our hearts for his love to go forth, to say that we can see the power of the Lord to overcome all of the obstacles in this earth today. Years ago, I have this great advantage. I thank the Lord for it every day, that I got to see and live and among a people, an unreached people group. I got to be sent to a city in Thailand that was a dark city. I got to live in a bank in Bangkok, Thailand, which is a pretty wild place with 12 million people as my neighbors. And I got a chance to see the power of the Lord work in all of these places so that today I can confidently share with you. And I'm just here to testify of his greatness and his power, what he can do. It's not about how powerful and great you are. It's not about you. It's all about him. Can you believe that? It's all about him. And he does come to the broken and contrite heart. He does. He loves it when we say, Lord, I'm just too weak for this. And if you're in a weak spot right now, and I think some of you are, I think some of you are in a very weak place right now in your life and you feel it, I just rejoice in the Lord. Just rejoice in the Lord because he is, when during that weak time, he is preparing strength. He is going to strengthen you and take you from that weakness to powerful strength that overcomes. It's the way he works. And when it's like that, then he takes over. I have to say that the first decade in Kenya, we had such powerful fighting going on, killing, literally raids up in the area where Steve was there. Very dangerous place. I wouldn't have been really able to ask him to come too much in those days because there was quite a lot going on. But the church rose up. The church, as small as it was, rose up and began to pray. and say, Lord, we can reconcile amongst the brothers, amongst our denominations, among the Pentecostals and the Baptists, among those who come from different persuasions, and we can reconcile and be brothers in Christ. But what about our enemies? What can we do, Lord? And then he showed them. And there's peace in that region today because he answered that prayer. Because they say, Lord, what can we do to being reconciliation? And then he pointed out to them what they can do, and they facilitated for almost a decade reconciliation, which no government, UN tried, Oxfam tried, World Vision tried. I could go down through all the organizations that had lots of money and resource to bring about peace and reconciliation between five or six tribes that just fought and killed each other. And they could not do it. And they admitted that. That when they tried, it didn't work. It didn't last. But when the church got in there and began to do these reconciliation meetings, it was everlasting. Up to today, we have very, very few incidents now. And so I can bring you with confidence that the church is so anointed for this, so gifted for this, and so much the Lord has prepared for us to do in the days ahead in that way. The Lord has much vision to release. I can say that with confidence too. Some of you haven't had a vision in a long time, but the time is coming now for a vision, a new vision. A new vision is coming very, very soon. And I want to ask you tonight to pray about that. Say, Lord, show me a new vision. I just feel like he's opening up a new vision to you, to many of you here tonight, for all different kinds of things to look at and to be able to understand that he's going to show you some things that he hasn't shown. And don't worry about the time. You may say, Lord, my time is over. I don't want a vision anymore. I just want to stop having vision. I just don't want to. But the Lord is the Lord, okay? If you're 80 years old or you're 8 years old, he can still give you a vision that can be very powerful in your lifetime. So don't think about age. The Lord, no respecter of those types of things. He can use you at any age to do powerful things for him, if you're willing, and if you're asking him to do that. These ways are higher than our ways. So I wanted to share with you briefly an answer to prayer, and then move on. But I think it was 2009, and again, the year is going to escape. It was 2008 or 2009. It was July or August. We had a prayer meeting in Santa Barbara. And the Lord directed me to that, and I brought my notes. I found my notes. I don't usually keep notes, but I found these the other day, and I was looking at them and going, wow, that's very interesting. Here's the notes. I don't usually write notes, but somebody said, Randy, we need notes. So I wrote notes. And I wanted notes for the meeting. It was a wonderful prayer meeting held right in Santa Barbara. We had brothers and sisters from Santa Barbara. We had Jubilee Church was well represented, and then other cities from around, which was a part of the vision that we'd come to Santa Barbara and we'd begin to pray about a threat that was coming to the city. And immediately during the time of this organizing this thing, you remember there was a fire there called the Jesucita Fire, and it nearly burnt down the mission. I don't know if you can remember that. And That really prompted us all the more that it was time to get in there and pray. And during that prayer time, or during that prayer event, then there was lots of interesting things because we prayed for the gates of the city. We prayed for the missions of the city. Did you know that during the Jesus movement that thousands of people were being baptized in the ocean in Santa Barbara? Do you remember? You don't remember that, probably. Some do. Thousands of people were receiving Jesus in Santa Barbara. And being baptized in the ocean. Yeah. And there was something amazing about that place. We went there to pray and to see what the Lord would do. And he's done amazing things since that day. One of the things that happened from that day was that we also, Marilyn had a real strong word about the connection of Hollywood. The origins of Hollywood began in Santa Barbara. Did you know that? Everyone knows that? Nope, yes. It began there. So she had a word we needed to pray. And then we saw this fuse that was just lit from Santa Barbara into Hollywood. At that meeting, at that same prayer meeting where Jonathan and Sharon and I were at that same meeting, there with their team to pray. And when they later went into Hollywood, opened up a house of prayer, and things began to change in Hollywood. If you go back and look at all the different new churches that were planted in Hollywood, they began after that prayer meeting there in Santa Barbara. So the Lord appoints times for prayers, for breakthroughs in things that we cannot see on the earth, but yet they happen because why? We just do what the Lord tells us to do, and then he brings about the breakthrough. He does what he wants to do. He has his ways, and he has his times. So God will fight for us, as Nehemiah would say. God will fight for us. We just go and do what he asks us to do. Interestingly enough, included in that, I'm going to mention another name here was Jake Hamilton was the worship leader at that time. Jake Hamilton's a mighty fine worship leader now and pretty famous guy, I understand. At that time, he just had a small worship team and he drove all the way from Rancho Cucamonga, I think, to get there. On his heart were the missions of California. He said, Randy, I want to pray at every mission throughout California. Because those missions were a sign of sending. Those missions were connected to sending missionaries out to the world. And there was an anointing in praying for these missions. And so he went to pray for the mission that day. And that was another powerful, powerful thing that happened there. We didn't see everything that we prayed for. I had a picture of Santa Barbara having gates along Highway 101 there that were on fire, and we needed to pray for that. And then later there was a fire that burnt right down to the 101 in 2016, I think it was. And don't know the name of that fire. You've had fires here. What's going on with that? So I know that God is up to something. Those fires are devastating. They've caused many families to lose their homes. They're awful. But it's an interesting time that we live in right now. And that prayer at that day, I think, was meant to cover Santa Barbara in prayer. It has had vulnerable to prayers that could actually destroy the whole city. And that would be a shame. That shouldn't be. Because I know the Lord wants salvation to come to that city. So praise the Lord. This all to say that in the days ahead, I feel very strongly that we need to get out and do some more prayer to follow up on all the things that are happening here. I was praying about tonight, praying for a word. Of course, you know, we had just some amazing breakthroughs in Thailand. Steve came down to the south. Larry's been down to the very locations in the south and of Thailand before. South of Thailand is strongly Muslim. The three or four provinces in the very southern tip of Thailand are strongly Muslim. A few churches, there's like dotted down in those places, and the pastors struggle. They have to meet very quietly. It's very difficult for them. So we had a chance to go down and encourage them there. We now are going to go down and also couple that with prayer for a breakthrough in that place. And to see the power of the Lord come through, to see a breakthrough in that place. Things that happened 40 years ago. Can any of you, who can remember 40 years ago? That's not easy if you're not 40 years old, but if you're over 40. 40 years. There's been some significant things that have happened this year that relate to 40 years. And just some full turn, you know, things that happen at the 40-year mark. It is a biblical number, and it does have weight. Things do happen at the 40-year mark, and very, very interesting things. One of the ways in which we followed the Lord up to this place that Steve visited up in northwest corner of Kenya, Turkana, was that 40 years ago in October, we were praying, Edie and I, about where we would serve as missionaries. Edie and I met in March of 1978. We were married in October of 1978. We met and were married 6 months later. And the Lord knew that her family has just got this strong missionary family. They go way back. her grandmother was 23. She went out to the South Sea Islands at the age of 23 as a single. In those days, carrying a trunk with her wedding dress inside and going out to the South Seas Islands to an island called Kosrae. And today, Kosrae is an island that is now 100% Christian. They've had no crime on the island in 78 years. There's no jails, nothing like that at all. I'm so blessed. I get to even tell you things like that. But it's really blessed to be able to see the strength and power of the Lord. We're reading through these letters from her grandmother, and they're quite amazing. Edie's writing a small book just to help bring encouragement to this generation from that generation and to bring it up to this generation and say, hey, come on, you're 23 years old, and you think that it's going to be too hard for you to get out there, but you can do it. You can do it, even at age 23. God is good. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. But now I want to share a word with you, Jubilee. And I feel, you know, no pressure, right? No pressure. I don't feel any pressure. It's 8:30. I'm going to share a word with you, and then we're going to close. But honestly, this is such a deep well of intercessory prayer. And such prophetic gifting and amazing, amazing things that God is putting in you. And I've shared with you before that I know God is preparing you for the nations, and he has already sent many of you out. And the time is still coming. Don't worry about the time. The time will come when you will go, and you'll be empowered to go. And he will break all of that open. I feel very strongly, though, right now that there is something opposing you that is not of this in this church or even in this realm. It is much in the spiritual realm. And the way that the Lord showed me is that worship is going to overcome this opposition to whatever it is that comes against. I know, is Diana still here? Diane's still here? Ah, there you are. You're back there. It's probably something you should pay attention to, but anyway, it's okay. But anyway, I feel very much that worship is going to break open, bring a breakthrough and break open, not something just for Jubilee, but for this whole region, okay? And the picture I had was that we'd be gathered as worshiping on the mountaintop, overlooking it all. And as I saw, I didn't see just you alone. I didn't see just your worship team. I saw a very big gathering of worshipers gathering together on a mountaintop that you'd oversee. You probably know this land better. You probably know where that would be. But a day of prayer and worship, outdoor worship, and in the outdoors, and releasing words of blessing over this city, so powerful over the land, so powerful to drive away all the things that oppose the spread of the gospel throughout the region. And I don't know however that's going to happen, however the Lord's going to organize it. But I want you to begin to pray about that. I feel it's a strong word. The picture was quite clear, that you would be praying. You would be praying words of blessing. You'd be praying words of fulfillment of destiny, of a region and a land, and that God would open up the heavens and his glory would come raining down upon the peoples of the land. And it would extend to California as well. So I say this lightly, but I will put a little bit to it, to pray about it and put something together that's bigger than yourself. In other words, think out of the box. Think of something much bigger than yourself. Call in, like we did in Santa Barbara. Call people, call them up from around the region. Come, we're going to have a day of prayer and worship for the whole of the land. There's going to be no more fires in this place ever again. There's going to be no threats of fires ever again. That's going to be over after this. And ultimately, there's going to be glory coming down upon the peoples of this place. And there's going to be a great love that's going to come out of Camarillo and out of this region. So I say, pray about it and see what the Lord might do about calling others together with yourself. Maybe this is the ground zero organizing place for it all. But call the worshipers together. Get to the mountaintop. Pray. Maybe not this year, but maybe early next year, somewhere in there. Just me talking. It could be whenever the Lord directs you, but I just saw that very clearly. So I'm just saying prayer and worship is going to change the land. Now, Jubilee, you're a church with great favor upon you. And that favor is going to continue to increase all the time. That God is going to continue to anoint you. He's going to continue to raise you up and send you out. Many of you are going to have the word of God so powerfully in your tongue that you will not even need to look at the scripture. You'll be able to quote it as you speak it. Some of you are worrying that you cannot quote scripture, but God is going to gift you with the ability to say the word of God without quoting it out of the, reading it out of the Bible. Some of you already know how to do that, but the Lord is going to grant you that. And it's going to be like a comfort to you, because no matter what the enemy comes in front of you, you're going to be able to quote a scripture and knock it down just like that. It's going to go out and drop the enemy right before you. And the word is powerful against all the works of the enemy. So let's stand together. I just want to pray for you. I want to pray for the favor of God to be upon you. Father, we thank you for this time together tonight, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for the calling that you have for Jubilee Church, Father. That these are unusual days, Lord, but yet you have called your people together. You have anointed them, Lord. You have gifted them. You have given them grace, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father, put your word on their tongue, that their tongues would be flames of fire, Father, against the works of the enemy. That their hearts may have the passion, Father, to just blaze like a fire. That they're never going to be happy, Lord, until that fire is burning bright, Lord Jesus. So we pray, Father, that fire to burn bright tonight in Jesus' name. A passion for the Lord that rises up inside of you. That nothing can stop it. Nothing. Your love for the word of God, your love for people, and your love for calling. Father, I pray right now that you would send your people out in Jesus' name. Those that are standing here before me, Father, who you have anointed and have called forth, Father, send them to the nations of the earth, Lord Jesus. Whether it be 5 minutes from here, Father, or 15 hours around the other side of the world, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, Father, send to the nations, Lord Jesus. And Father, we pray for your anointing, for ability, Father, to pray for the sick, that they would be healed, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, for the word of God to come naturally to many, Father, Lord Jesus. That every scripture they know, Father, will be confirmed to them, and they will add to that daily, Lord Jesus. Scriptures will flow from your mouth, and those words will knock down every lie of the enemy. They will never be able to lie to you. They'll never be able to lie to anyone, because your word, his word is stronger and more, and the truth will knock down all the works of the enemy. Father, bless my brothers and sisters with the favor of God upon them. We pray, Father, for great favor to be upon them, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, our worship to rise up, Father, that goes higher, Father, higher over all the land, Lord Jesus. That worship is in the air, Father, that it radiates around the land, Lord Jesus, in words of love and blessing and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, Father, would be the word throughout this whole region, Father, and unto California, Lord Jesus. Jubilee, you have a California anointing upon you. You were called to pray for California. You know that. And I'm praying now in the name of Jesus that God will reignite that in you in Jesus' name. That you are the one that God has placed in this place in California to pray for California. And deep within this well is the word of God that is going to break open all of the things that come against this state. That is going to make it the state that God wanted it to be when he ever created it. And it is going to be a nation of blessing. And it is going to be a nation of rejoicing. It is going to be a nation of joy. And there's going to be plenty for all. And God is going to, just as he has created a wonderful harvest of food and fruit across this nation, there is going to be food and fruit in the spirit for people. North, south, east, and west. You are going to export the good things of God throughout this nation. And they're going to come from this place. Jubilee, you are hidden for a time. You're hidden for a time, but now you're coming out. Now you're rising up. Now you're coming up. Now you were in the ground, but you are now coming up. The well that God has created for you here is deep. It is wide. It is high. It is far. It is long. It stretches from ocean to ocean, from sky to sky, from sea to sea. It's a mighty, mighty deep well. And you've paid the price. And God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you greatly in it all. And Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus. May the peace and joy and the blood of Jesus Christ be on us all. In this day, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. I'll say amen. That was a good word. Thank you, Randy. We will definitely pray into all of that and follow the Lord on that. You know, it's just good to have faith rise and deep calls to deep. That's what the Bible tells us. And there's no one deeper than God, but he often calls from the deep places within each of us and then the sound of many waters and we start to stir and rise. So may this be next couple of weeks. Let's each press in and awaken the sounds that you've been carrying and the visions, and we'll pray into that worship and that prayer and that declaration. And funny you should mention about the word, because that's one thing that's been coming. We started praying for the rain, and we'll close tonight by doing that again, humbling, doing the prayer of humility for rain and for the right, you know, kind and gentle rain to refurbish the soil and start the germination and get the plants growing again. And two times we've done this. This is the third time. And this time, every time before, I'd pray for the rain of the Spirit and the rain of the natural earth. And last week, we started on Wednesday night, and out of my mouth came that we'd pray for the rain of the Spirit and the washing of the water of the Word and the rain, the natural rain. And again, I just see the strength of the Word, the value, the necessity, the importance of the Word to undo the lies. So that was very vivid. I really, really affirm that. So we're going to do pray for tonight for rain, pray for tomorrow, pray for the continuance of rain. And we also want to pray for Randy and send him out in a blessing. So they'll have some buckets on the either side of the stage that you can sow by writing a check to Jubilee Church and get an envelope. They'll have envelopes there afterwards so that we can just agree together, you know, with our spirit, with our words, and even with our finances. So, Lord, we come in agreement with what you put, again, as an assignment for our state this year to humble ourselves and pray. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Lord, we thank you that for rain that we received last week. We now ask you again for rain that we're going to receive this evening and tonight and tomorrow. And we pray that it will be thorough rain, but it'll come gently and it'll saturate the soil. It will germinate seeds and it will begin new birth, new life among the hillsides from down in Malibu up into Montecito, where all the fires of the last 11 months have gone through, that there comes a cleansing, a healing and a washing. We thank you for the washing of the water of your word from you, Lord Jesus, as you prepare a bride to be a glorious church. We thank you for the water from heaven to cleanse the earth and heal the land and fill the aquifers. And we thank you for the rain of your spirit. You said, anyone is thirsty, you will pour water upon him as thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. You'll pour your spirit on our children and your blessing on our descendants. So we receive this. We humble ourselves. We bless Randy and we say, God, send Randy and Edie. Let these stories that are the historical journey, three generations of missionaries, become a new calling forth of the missionary generation, those that are in their 20s, that are just stepping into their future. We say, Lord, you desire to release lives into the harvest. The harvest is great. The laborers are few. So we agree for the sending forth of the harvesters into the harvest now in this season. And we pray blessing upon Randy and Edie in their time here this month until they go back, that you secure the writing and the collecting of the stories and set this book into place so that it can release again this next missionary movement that is to come from within the generation to reach the generation to go out across the world in all manner and all ways and in all permanence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.